Poems about the moon don't exist. The earth spins in adoration of the sun. Simple. One-track mindless thoughts. Love the sun. And only care for the moon. I am the lonely moon drifting through emptiness, rotating around my only world, enviously watching the sun in its glorious daily trip. Baby, I can never be your sun. We both know that. Paths decided by the universe don't allow for our peaceful harmony, for our journeys to be one. One fate, one galaxy, two hearts, one love. My dear, I can never be your one and only, the one bringing light and warmth into your needing life, but I can provide you with comfort in the night, when loneliness envelops your body and you search for signs of light in your own darkness, all intertwined, fumbling fingers, trying to connect our puzzle piece hands where the pieces almost fit together, but not enough to be perfect. I'll illuminate gloomy skies, hide fears and meteorites. Baby, I'll create the midnight sky for you. So maybe you'll stay. If only for the night or the next few to come, tell me you love me. Repeat it, repeat it, repeat it. So maybe for a second I believe you, even if false promises and empty words follow you through the door in the morning. I cannot promise you day, but I will always be your night. When the sun disappears, I will be your moon. When it touches your body, I will feel your soul. When you fall in love with the sky, I will find you a shooting star. I'll give you stars and constellations. Hell, I'll steal the whole sky if I can. I will wait for you in the day and expect you in the night. And when the sun doesn't shine so bright, we'll condemn the clouds for diminishing what you call happiness. I will wait. And I will love for as long as it takes, because maybe somewhere in all this chaos, I still believe we are meant to be. Not as soulmates or true loves, only midnight lovers and sunrise poets. Those who write simple syllables in hopes of forgetting broken hearts and broken people, trying to find the right combination of words to feel whole once again. I'll be the one to show you that even in the darkest hours of the night, someone is there for you. You can cry on my shoulder, grab onto my crescent, and pretend you never knew what it was like to feel pain. This isn't the typical love story, just the hopeless moon in love with the selfish sun. I will guide you through the night, aware that loneliness is temporary and we are not forever. You know I can never be your sun, but baby, I will always be your moon. My name is Arina Filipenko, and that poem was called Letters from the Other Woman. This poem is a euphemism about how the moon is in love with the earth, and the poem is really about how someone feels when they are involved with someone who's in a relationship and they're just on the side. And really, the poem is satirizing the earth and the moon's conquest, is showing how loving and caring it is, but the earth will never understand that. And so the earth is portrayed in an antagonist way throughout this poem. I hope you enjoyed it.